Good afternoon. My name is Matt Bowman, and I'm legal counsel for the Alliance Defense Fund. I'm representing 12 nurses who work at the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey and who are being compelled to assist in abortion cases in violation of their religious convictions and of the law. UMDNJ is not only breaking the law by forcing these nurses to choose between their faith and their jobs, but now it's lying to cover up those illegal activities. Starting in October, the university began compelling the nurses in its same-day surgery unit center to assist in abortion cases when it hadn't done so for years. 12 of my 12 clients, three of them have already been required to assist in cases, and those requirements have been on threat of termination of their jobs, even though they said it violated their religious and moral convictions. And even after we filed suit against the university, they were compelling two of my clients, Lorna Mendoza and Julita Ching, who's right here, to assist abortions on November 4th. We had to go to federal court and request an emergency injunction just to get the hospital to stop its compulsion against Lorna and Julita that they assist abortion cases in violation of their religious beliefs. The hospital is now telling the press that it respects nurses' religious rights, but it's telling the nurses the opposite. The University Hospital is telling the press that it respects nurses' religious rights, but it's telling the nurses the opposite. The university's attorneys have directly told me that my clients are required to assist during abortion cases, whatever the university decides those parts of the cases they need to assist in, even though they've expressed religious and moral objections to it. Federal and state law explicitly prohibit requiring nurses to assist abortions against their religious or moral convictions. Today I'm going to introduce to you several nurses who work at University Hospital, as well as Representative Chris Smith, who is going to speak about the federal law implications of this activity by the university. First, I'd like to introduce Faye Vanoia. Faye is a nurse at the same-day surgery unit center at the university. She is one of the nurses who's been told that she is going to be scheduled, along with her colleagues, to assist abortion cases imminently, and she was told that until we were able to get a court order to stop it. Faye?
Good afternoon. My name is Faye Vanoia, and I am a nurse in same-day surgery unit in the University Hospital. Many of my colleagues are working now, so they are unable to attend. But all 12 of us have dedicated our lives to helping patients. However, in October, we were suddenly confronted with a choice between our faith and our jobs. We come from different backgrounds, but we all have the same conviction that we do not want to help in killing that happens in abortion. Our managers told us very clearly that all same-day surgery unit nurses must immediately begin training in and assisting abortion patients, including all aspects of those patients' care during their visit. They did this in spite of our repeated efforts to tell them we had religious and moral objections. They said very clearly that if we did not assist, we would face termination. There are only a handful of these cases every week, and for years the hospital simply paid nurses who were willing to do it. But in October, they began forcing us to train to assist these cases, one or two nurses at a time, every Friday and sometimes on Wednesday. I and all of us were told we would be scheduled to assist these cases as soon as possible. Several of us were forced to work these cases on Friday, October 14th, 21st, and 28th. Sharon was even told until she showed up for work on October 28th. She expressed her objection before the cases began, but the assistant nurse manager told her that the hospital has no regard for her religious convictions and that she must assist. Then even after we filed our lawsuit, the hospital scheduled Lorna and Julita to work the cases on November 4. The hospital's attorney told our attorney that Lorna and Julita were, quote, required to assist parts of those cases even though they objected. Not until our attorney asked the court for an emergency order did the hospital concede that it would not stop forcing us to assist, but only for a few weeks. Our attorney has repeatedly asked the hospital to agree that we will not be forced to assist abortions and related services if we have religious or moral objections. But the hospital has said it will not assure us that. The hospital has said that it will not withdraw its requirements that we assist these abortion cases. And the hospital has said it will fight to lift the court's order in a few weeks so that we are no longer protected from the hospital's command that we assist abortion cases. The hospital has made statements to the media saying that they don't compel anyone to violate their religious beliefs. But this is false. I, myself, and all 12 of us have been told we must assist abortion cases even though we object. Several of us have been forced to assist already despite objecting. We and our attorneys have repeatedly asked the hospital not to force us to provide services in abortion cases, and that the hospital has repeatedly said it will not back down and that we are required to assist. No nurse should be forced to violate her religious or moral beliefs in order to keep her job. Nursing is a healing profession, and the law protects our right not to provide any services related to abortion. We are thankful for the Alliance Defense Fund and Attorney Stratis, who are standing by our side to protect our rights. For a few weeks at least, we can sleep soundly at night, knowing that we also will be respected in our right to choose not to participate in killing innocent lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Faye. I'd like to introduce you now to Beryl Okeanogoche. She's another one of the 12 nurses in the same-day surgery unit. She's going to talk about her experience.
Beryl, if you could spell your name, please.
Hi, I'm Beryl Okeanogoche. That's B-E-R-Y-L O-T-I-E-N-O hyphen N-G-O-J-E. Good afternoon. My name is Beryl Okeanogoche, as I just felt. I'm a nurse in the same-day surgery unit at the University Hospital. I was shocked when our manager and assistant nurse manager began telling us in October that we had to assist with abortion cases in violation of our religious and moral beliefs, or we would be subject to termination. I'm a nurse, so I can help heal people, not help kill, and it just doesn't sit right with me. No health professional should be forced to choose between assisting abortions or being penalized at work. I and the other nurses, the other 12, have a legal right not to assist with abortion cases. I joined this lawsuit because my manager and assistant nurse manager at University Hospital said they would require me and my colleagues to train to assist abortions. In fact, the schedule had already been put up and the training had started. The hospital has never changed that requirement except for the temporary court order. The hospital is not speaking truthfully to the media when it says that it does not compel nurses to violate their beliefs. Supervisors and managers have explicitly told us we are required to assist with abortion cases against our beliefs. We have asked them several times to change this position, but they refuse to do so. The only thing stopping the University Hospital from planning to make me and my colleagues assist in abortions at the moment is the court order in this case, and the hospital plans to fight that order. I'm grateful to the Alliance Defense Fund and Mr. Stratis have come to our aid in this case. The hospital should not be allowed to break the law or to violate my legal right not to be forced to help kill babies in the womb.
Thank you, Beryl. I'd like to just point out a few of the other people who are here. We have Lorna Mendoza, also one of the 12 nurses. We have Julita Ching, who's one of the 12 nurses I represent. We have Jackie DeSeo, right here. And then we have two nurses. Oh, Milagros just arrived. She's also one of the 12 nurses. Thank you. And then we have two nurses who work in a different department at the OBGYN clinic, Karen Dudley and Martha Shepherd. They're in the back, Karen and Martha, and they've had similar problems in the OBGYN clinic. At this time, I'd like to introduce Congressman Christopher Smith, representing the 4th District in New Jersey. Congressman Smith is a longtime member of the House of Representatives. He's been a champion of global human rights since his election to Congress. He has an unswerving commitment to protecting the unborn and the rights of conscience and religious freedom. He's served as co-chairman of the bipartisan Congressional Pro-Life Caucus for over 25 years. And he's also very active in several environmental and health care issues in the House. Please welcome Congressman Smith.
Thank you very much, Matt. And first of all, let me say what an honor and a privilege it is to join these courageous nurses of conscience who at great risk of being fired, demoted, or otherwise retaliated against, have asserted their fundamental civil rights guaranteed by both federal and state law by saying no to coerced participation in the killing of unborn children at the UMDNJ. UMDNJ's coercive anti-conscience policy is not only highly unethical, it is blatantly illegal. Federal and state law couldn't be more clear on this matter. Even the United States Supreme Court that handed down Roe v. Wade, the decision that legalized abortion on demand, said in 1973, in its companion decision known as Doe v. Bolton, that appropriate protection was needed in America to ensure that a physician or any other employee has the right to refrain for moral and religious reasons from participating in the abortion procedure. Congress immediately responded to the Supreme Court's engraved invitation and enacted the 1974 Church Amendment, which is current law today. The Church Amendment makes absolutely clear that no entity, including UMDNJ, which receives a grant, contract, loan, or loan guarantee under the Public Health Service Act, the Community Mental Health Centers Act, or the Developmental Disability Service and Facilities Construction Act, may discriminate in employment, promotion, or termination of employment of any physician or other healthcare personnel, or discriminate in the extension of staff or other privileges to any healthcare personnel because he or she refused to perform or assist in abortion on the grounds of religious or moral convictions. That is airtight language, airtight conscience protection language. To even further protect conscience rights, the U.S. Congress enacted the Hyde-Weldon Conscience Law in 2005 that bars funds appropriated under the entire Health and Human Services Appropriation Act to any federal agency or program or to a state or local government if they engage in discrimination by violating conscience rights. It should also be noted that relevant New Jersey statutes state, quote, no person shall be required to perform or assist in the performance of an abortion. New Jersey law, and this goes back to 1974 as well, further states the refusal to perform, assist in the performance of, or provide abortion shall not constitute grounds for civil or criminal liability, disciplinary action, or discriminatory treatment. The nurses of conscience behind me are being discriminated against, and their civil rights are being violated by UMDNJ. In pursuit of an illegal and highly unethical policy to coerce its own nurses to participate in abortions, including support activities such as pre- and post-procedure complicity in abortion, UMDNJ has not only imposed irreparable harm and suffering on its own nurses, but has willfully and recklessly put federal funding for this very institution at risk. Because the nurses of conscience recognize the innate value and dignity and preciousness of the child in the womb and have refused to participate or be complicit in an act of violence against the vulnerable child, they are punished. Because the nurses have deep religious and moral convictions and believe women deserve better than abortion, they are punished. Because the nurses are compassionate, are healers, and care deeply for every human life, regardless of age or condition of dependency, they are punished. The illegal and highly unethical policy of coercion by UMDNJ must cease immediately.
Thank you, Congressman Smith. I don't know if anybody has any questions, but we have a few minutes left. Yes?
Congressman, are you seeing more examples of this kind of change in policy in other hospitals around the country?
Great question. Fewer. Most healthcare providers, most hospitals around the country, there are exceptions, understand that conscience rights are civil rights. They're hallowed. They are longstanding. This is not new law. And provide protections for the nurses. Even UMDNJ used to provide the protections for these individuals, but beginning on about September 26th, if I've read it carefully or correctly, that there was a radical change, a 180-degree change in how the operations occurred here. No one should be compelled. And most providers, most states, most healthcare networks provide protections. It is a matter of law, federal and state, and the federal law obviously covers the entire country. So we don't see as many cases, and there's not a new growing need on this issue. That's why this stands out as an egregious violation of those civil rights, and it is perplexing, to say the least.
You talked about federal funds potentially being at risk. What do you mean by that?
Well, UMDNJ, like any other healthcare provider, receives huge amounts of money through several pockets of funding, spigots, if you will, and they are at risk now because of this violation of the civil rights of these nurses of losing federal funds for different programs. It would, you know, obviously that would be a process that would have to be looked at very carefully. But one of the penalties, you know, we don't get any civil rights compliance, and we use this in a myriad of laws for civil rights. We use it with our high schools, or our colleges, I should say, on discrimination in sports and other things, by linking federal funding to the compliance to federal law. UMDNJ is out of compliance. They are breaking the conscience rights of these brave and courageous nurses, which then puts at risk, as a consequence, funding that flows not only through the acts I mentioned before, but the entire Health and Human Services Appropriations Act, pursuant to legislation that was passed in 2005 and the previous bill or law back in 1974.
So you would advocate withholding funds?
I think if the only way to get this hospital to realize that they are violating fundamental civil rights is to withhold federal funds, that is a necessary and I think a required. I mean, there's very little discretion. You break the law, you pay the consequence. We're hoping that there will be some people in this building and throughout the board of directors who will reevaluate this, cease this lawsuit on their side in fighting the lawsuit, which has been brought by Matt Bowman and Demetrius, which lays out so clearly. I mean, this is an airtight case, and which is what makes it so baffling why, you know, UMDNJ, which obviously is revered throughout the state, would do this U-turn and suppress the rights of their own nurses who want no complicity in the killing of unborn children. Ask them. It's very, like I said, this is perplexing. Many of these highly qualified and very committed nurses, you know, are as baffled, I'm sure, and please ask them. But this is a very dangerous course. I mean, we're not coercion nation. Where's their choice to be disengaged? And as I said in my opening comments, even the Supreme Court, the Blackmun Court, that handed down the unfettered right to abortion in the first 6 months, and frankly, even in the final 3 months of gestation, they said in their companion bill, which was out of the Georgia statute that was under consideration, there was a Texas and a Georgia statute, that conscience protection was very much needed so that Americans, people working in hospitals throughout the country and healthcare providers would not be coerced into doing abortion or participating in abortions. Yes, they could probably best answer that, but that's my understanding. Or Matt, you might want to take it.
And so in September, they found out, September 21st,
26th.
They found out that starting October, this would be the new policy.
That's right. Would you want to touch on that? Then I'll come right back.
Okay, sure, go ahead. Sure.
Okay.
I'll handle it. That's right. There was a written policy change at the university on September 26th, and then in October, the managers in charge of the nurses in the same-day surgery unit started telling them, you all must assist these abortion cases. We're scheduling you to do it right away. Three of our clients were scheduled to do those prior to our lawsuit. Even after we sued, Julita and Lorna were scheduled to assist on Friday, November 4th, and I wrote to the hospital's attorney, and they said they're required to help anyway. So we had to go to the court and get an emergency order, and only then did the hospital back down. But now the hospital is preparing to fight that order so that they can once again break the law. And yet they're telling the public that they respect nurses' religious conscience. All we're asking is that the hospital assure these nurses that they actually honor the words that they're saying in public.
And we are... I would submit, at a heightened sense of concern about retaliation, that which is overt and that which could be covert directed at each of the nurses here. So I know their counsel will be watching very closely for that, as will I, as will many of us who are concerned about their rights. There could be no retaliation, and again, we are just asking and now demanding through court action that UMDNJ simply follow the law. These are civil rights protections, and they're being violated with impunity.
Congressman, what if a nurse would say that on moral grounds they don't want to treat a patient who has AIDS because of the way they might have contracted a drug abuse, or someone with a certain religious belief? How would that work?
Well, abortion is not health care. Abortion, in almost every instance, is all about the taking of a human life by design. Pregnancy is a naturally occurring process, as we all know. The baby in the womb who is killed is not a cyst or a tumor or a wart to be destroyed. So even the Supreme Court, in deciding in favor of the Hyde Amendment, pointed out the very uniqueness of abortion. It is unique in all ways. There's no other condition that in any way comes close to it. And, you know, health conscience protection does apply potentially to other things, but we are here singularly and in a very narrowly focused simply on nurses of conscience who refuse to participate in the taking of innocent life and the injuring of their mothers. Those of us who are pro-life believe passionately that there are two victims in every abortion, both the baby, the obvious, and the mother as well.
Trying to get a better sense of how and why this policy was changed. Was there someone new hired at the hospital, new administration, or what's the reason behind it?
No ultimate explanation was given why the hospital started forcing the nurses to violate their religious beliefs. It kind of came all of a sudden. In October, there was a written policy change, and then they did promote an assistant nurse manager who once was doing these abortions voluntarily. They promoted her to be in charge of the 12 nurses in the unit, and she was the person who was imposing this rule against their religious beliefs. But as to why the hospital would change and suddenly start forcing the nurses to assist abortions against their religious beliefs, the ultimate reason is unclear. What is clear is that the university is blatantly violating federal and state law in requiring these nurses to assist.
What kind of abortions are performed here, and what would your role, you nurses, what would your role be in assisting?
I'll deal with that
there are a variety of abortions. They include the first and the second trimester. Many of them are Cytotec abortions, in which the woman is given a drug that induces delivery. And what's happening often is they will leave the, they'll have the woman given the drug to induce labor, and then they'll require these nurses to stay there because they'll leave them in the unit. The hospital is requiring these nurses to assist throughout the process, and all that these nurses are asking is that they not have to assist any part of an abortion case. That's what the law protects them from having to do. The federal and state law says you don't have to assist abortion cases because abortions are different. And all these nurses aren't asking to not have to assist other people for other reasons. What they're asking for is that the law be obeyed, that they not have to assist any part of an abortion case. What the hospital has been requiring until we got the court order, and now the hospital is fighting to be able to require when it's fighting against the court order, is that the nurses assist really throughout the abortion case. There's no part of the abortion case that they've categorically said, well, you don't have to assist this in an unambiguous way. The nurses that I represent have been asked to be part of the abortion throughout the cases. And the law says that they don't have to assist any part of those cases. And that's what we're asking for in court.
Maybe you want to explain Cytotec. Maybe it's good if they explain Cytotec.
Okay. You want to try that? We're covered. Any other questions?
I'm sorry, if I get your name and position.
Matt Bowman, legal counsel with the Alliance Defense Fund.
It's very last name. Because
B-O-W-M-A-N.
Thank you.
Nurses would have to assist with any post-operative care that is not related to the abortion process?
Well, all post-operative care in an abortion case is related to the abortion process because that's why the woman is there.
So these
are elective procedures. This is an outpatient surgery unit. So the hospital is saying that the nurses do have to assist from when the woman comes in for the abortion to when she leaves. And all of that is our activities that the law says nurses can't be required to assist because it violates the religious beliefs, or else this hospital shouldn't be receiving the over $60 million it gets in federal funding every year on condition that it will obey the law. Glad to take any more questions.
You speak of religious and moral objections. Is it one particular religion, or is it a number of different religions, or is there anyone there simply not a religious objection, but a human recognition that the child is a person on its own and I can't do this?
That's why the world is
your different backgrounds.
Among the 12 nurses in the lawsuit, they range in their religious beliefs, but what they all agree on is that they have a religious and or moral objection to assisting, being required to assist parts of the abortion process to be penalized as a result of saying that they would not want to assist that. But their beliefs are varied, and the federal law accommodates that. What the federal law says is you can't force health personnel to assist really anything related to an abortion that would be based on their religious or moral objection. And it allows healthcare personnel to have different beliefs about that. And the clients in our case are coming from some somewhat different backgrounds, but they all agree that they should not be forced to assist abortions and other parts of the abortion cases in violation of their religious and moral beliefs and in violation of the law.
How many nurses are in the unit?
16 in the unit, 12 in the lawsuit.
So that's the majority of
75%.
So have they argued that they just don't have...
Until a month ago, there was never any nurse required to assist who didn't want to. They brought in, there was one nurse among the 16 who's willing to do it. There's a nurse manager who's willing to do it, and they bring in per diem nurses to work on those cases. Either way, the hospital has to pay someone to work the case. It doesn't matter whether the person's willing or not. So it doesn't even make financial sense for the hospital to force unwilling nurses to do it. These are a small percentage of what the unit does. But the federal and state law are very clear that regardless of what the hospital might try to say in its defense, it has a legal obligation not to force unwilling health personnel to assist parts of abortion cases.
So a what's the next step? What are we waiting for?
We're waiting for the hospital to decide that it's going to obey the law. And if it doesn't decide that, it's going to go to federal court on December 5th and try to argue in front of Judge Linares down the street that it should not have to obey the law and that it should not face any consequences for not obeying the law. And we're going to go into court and we're going to say that the hospital should have to obey the law and it should immediately stop breaking the law and stop violating these nurses' religious and moral beliefs. They're fighting the lawsuit. They're going to file a brief on November 21st.
But I mean, how are abortions on hold, or are they bringing in for the...
There are willing nurses to do the abortions. Those nurses haven't disappeared. And so whether the hospital wants to do abortions or not is up to it. It can use the willing nurses if it wants to. It decided arbitrarily in October that it wanted to force unwilling nurses to assist abortions against the law. But whether or not it does the abortions in the meantime, is totally up to the hospital.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.